This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on announcements in the budget for the MSME sector. The participants are Dilip Chinoy, economic analyst, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor.
In the Union Budget 2024-25, micro, small and medium enterprises or MSMEs are one of the focus areas. The proposals include financing, regulatory changes and technology support for MSMEs. To discuss the various initiatives for this key sector of the economy and their impact, I'm now joined by economic analyst, Mr. Dilip Chinoy. Mr. Chinoy, welcome to our program.
Thank you for having me here.
Mr. Chinoy, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has announced a comprehensive package to push the growth of MSMEs in her budget proposals. What was the rationale for this emphasis?
So, Anubha, if you look at the whole COVID outcome and the renewal of the economy, one of the major sectors that was undergoing stress was the medium, small and micro industry. And there were no programs and, you know, very little that government or the banks or institutions or anybody could do to kind of revive them and get them back onto the mainstream. You know, they account for nearly 60 to 70% of the employment. They are a very major exporter. And also, given that there were many other schemes for promoting the large enterprises like the production linked incentive scheme, they also needed the small and medium industries to actually grow and support that. And look at employment, to look at balanced development, it is very important to understand the pain of the small industry and find solutions for it. And therefore, this concerted effort in addressing some of their pain point areas.
Securing a loan is often not that easy for owners, and this budget has opened more avenues of credit for them. How significant are these? If I start with the credit guarantee scheme to provide term loans for purchasing machinery and equipment without collateral or third-party guarantees, and the self-financing guarantee fund that will provide coverage of up to 100 crore rupees to each applicant.
Yeah, so there are five aspects which look at direct increasing financing to the small and medium industry. You know, typically small and medium industries and entrepreneurs don't have, you know, large collaterals. They can't get third-party security providers. And it is very difficult because a lot of their accounts are in their own manner, right? So the first issue which was actually bothering the whole MSME sector and the banks, because the banks did not have the capability to analyze and understand the debt requirements, repayment capability, etc., of the small and medium enterprises, and they were looking at third-party providers. Now, what happens is when a third-party provider actually gives you this report, you tend to do the thing all over again. And it was getting very difficult for medium and small industries to get loans in time and to be properly assessed for credit. Now, given that many small and medium enterprises have a strong digital footprint, and there are startups in the financing area that look at the digital footprint and fund industries, so they said, why can't we transfer this capability into the public sector banks and allow them to actually get money faster, better, and with a reasonably assurance of a kind of assessment by the banks themselves? It will also improve the bank's capability. The second issue was medium and small enterprise starts defaulting on payments or cannot pay back interest, etc. They are put into a special purpose account. Now, when you are categorized as a special purpose account, and many came into this category over the last, during the COVID period, there was no method to enable them to get credit so that they can come out of this incipient sickness, as I would call it, and they would normally transform into a non-performing asset. What this budget has actually provided is provided for support to such institutions which are in special purpose account and guaranteeing the loans made to them by creating special purpose kind of a vehicle, which is going to be a guarantee from a government promoted fund and enable them to get money to tide over their challenge to the special purpose account and then move to a healthy financial situation rather than going into the kind of an NPA category. And the third one, which you also mentioned here, was this credit guarantee for the medium and small industry for purchasing of machinery. Again, here, when you look at the manufacturing sector and when entrepreneurs want to go in for buying machinery, they're normally asked for collateral. Now, a lot of people don't have collateral. And then they say, okay, you know, get a third-party guarantee. The maximum even some people can do is give a personal guarantee. And even the personal guarantee doesn't amount to much. So they were being denied access to funds and are finding it very difficult to get funds. And now what this budget has done is kind of created a framework where such loans will be available to entrepreneurs and existing MSMEs, and they will be backed by a credit guarantee scheme, which is again like funded by a government, but it will also kind of pool in the resources from many, many units here. So therefore, while the guarantee limit, as you mentioned, is 100 crore, the loans could be larger. So, you know, three challenges that the MSME were facing in the whole financing space, whether it was getting assessed in time or help during the special purpose account stage or raising loans for manufacturing sector, have been squarely addressed by these three schemes.
Right. Now, these opening up more credit avenues for the MSMEs, how important would you say are these measures in incentivizing financial institutions to lend to small businesses while ensuring broader financial inclusion and stability for the sector?
So the challenge, Aruba, with any financial institution is they're wanting to look at a kind of a system where their loan is secured. And given that in these three schemes, there is a government bank guarantee scheme which is securing their loan, and that they will now be lending on the basis of their own assessment, and I'm sure they will have schemes to support the banks to develop this, and they're looking at a digital footprint, the banks will be more confident to lend to them. And you would find that the credit flow to this sector by the banks is likely to improve.
So you were talking, of course, about this proposal in the budget, which says that the public sector banks will now come up with a new assessment model to assess the creditworthiness of MSMEs. How is this approach better than the traditional credit eligibility assessment? Also, you know, do you think that this will be more beneficial? Because a lot of MSMEs lack a formal accounting system. So would the new system of creditworthiness assessment be a boon for them?
Actually, the finance minister recognized this. She's actually specifically mentioned it in her speech, that this assessment system will also take into account that those MSMEs who don't have, you know, well-established or, you know, formalized system of accounting. But, you know, it's very interesting. If you're an MSME and if your turnover is above 20 lakhs, right, you have to come into the GST system. When you're in the GST system, everything is a digital footprint. And there are many lending institutions in the private sector and fintech companies are using this to give small ticket loans. Now, the advantage of them using this digital footprint in addition to whatever form of accounts that they have is to enable them to evaluate them quickly and access them and yet be backed by a guarantee which actually secures their whole performance. So it's actually a complete ecosystem revamp, and also eventually each MSME, you know, will be nudged to go into proper accounting systems and etc. by the banks, and that will, you see that actually evolving over a period of time.
The budget also has a provision to set up e-commerce export hubs in a public-private partnership mode, which will enable MSMEs and traditional artisans to sell their products in international markets. How will this contribute to driving growth at the grassroots level and boosting India's exports further?
You know, one hidden thing about this budget is the way that they have addressed all the issues relating to the e-commerce sector and looked at focusing at using the e-commerce sector to grow trade here. If you look at most of the e-commerce companies that operate in India, typically what we see is onboarding vendors, but they are linked internationally to other purchasers. Today, because of the regulatory system in India, there was not very much of an incentive. No one recognized this whole challenge of using the e-commerce system of promoting export. What this budget is actually said, it said actually not only will they be set up, but they will be set up in PPP mode. So you might actually see on one hand ONDC, which is one platform, that may also start looking at things and maybe roping in the export promotion councils and their linkages, right? But the other major e-commerce players who are here and international e-commerce players, I mean, for them, you know, the TCS issue has been resolved, the other taxation equalization levy has been resolved in this budget. So they would now be very eager to take a lot of products out from India and expose them to the world because they're going to earn out of it. So this is actually a win-win situation for the MSMEs, for the e-commerce companies, and for the countries as a whole. And, you know, there is an earlier scheme which was one district, one product, actually continues. So, you know, one thing which has been missed in all these things and focusing on the 8 programs, that existing programs that existed to promote the MSMEs have not seen significant cuts. In fact, some of them have doubled. Some have got a marginal kind of a cut, but there's an overall arching here. And the e-commerce thing is a big, big initiative which can actually exponentially grow over the next few years.
The budget has listed employment and skilling as one of its 9 priority areas. Do you believe that the MSME-specific measures, particularly for labor-intensive manufacturing units, boost employment for youth and create more job opportunities?
Absolutely. In fact, in the MSME budget, there is a head which is known as Skill Development Programs, Entrepreneurship and Skill Development. That budget head has gone up by 20%. There is also, for micro enterprises, there is a thing of regeneration of traditional industries known as the Subsidy Program. That has also got an outlay of 260 crores. So if you look at all of this and the MSMEs start growing, you see, if you saw the recent survey of the unorganized sector, right, which was launched, the number of employment actually declined, the number of enterprises declined. Now, if the MSME sector grows, then the supply system to the MSME really typically falls in that sector, and you'll see employment coming in. And incidentally, out of the 5 programs that have been launched in the skill development space, right, the MSME manufacturing sector is eligible at least for 2, if not 3 of them. Whether it's the first-time employee or whether it's additional people in manufacturing, if you're a larger MSME and you employ 50 or more people, you can most probably, if you add more people, you'll also get in there. So not only will the expansion of the MSME help in more job creation, but the MSMEs are also encouraged to take in skilled people on their roles and enroll them in the EFPO system going forward.
Pre-budget expectation was a review or repeal of the payment rule that mandates payments to MSMEs businesses within 45 days of receiving the goods or services. Now, while some say that this is a welcome step for protecting MSMEs, there is another section which believes that this rule would discourage corporates from having MSME vendors. What is your view on this?
The whole issue, payment from MSMEs to MSMEs, from large corporate to MSMEs, from MSMEs to micro enterprises, etc., should be normally left. It's a bilateral contract between the buyer and seller and should be allowed to actually function in that manner. Some firms have a 60-day credit period. Some people have longer credit periods, etc. Normally, the good MSMEs, etc., manage to work in the system. But what this budget has done to address the problem of payment of MSMEs is actually related to their trade receivables discounting system. It's known as the TRED system. What they have done is they've actually reduced the threshold there. That means they're from 500 crores. Earlier, yes, companies who had a turnover of 500 crores and above had to actually register there, and any MSME supplying to them could discount their bill, right? So, you know, money was not locked up in a major way. In this budget, we've reduced that limit to 250 crores. So it's not only bought in 22 more public sector undertakings, but bought in 7,000 more firms. And in fact, some of them will be MSMEs now. I think the limit of 250 crores is the MSME limit. But, you know, if you look at that, this sort of addresses majority of the large companies that are there. And I think it's work in progress. No MSME or no supplier wants to aggrandize his buyer. And I think here industry associations and industry groups should be able to facilitate this. And we need to think of putting in place some quick dispute resolution system so that they're addressed. This is a work in progress. You could not address every issue in one budget. But I think this is not a budget-related issue. This is can be done outside the budget.
Last question, Mr. Chinoy. What are the challenges that still plague this sector? And what needs to be done to overcome them?
MSMEs are being actually facing a competitiveness challenge, right? The whole issues with the MSME relates to regulation, especially at the state level and the central level. Now, the finance minister actually announced in different parts of the budget that they're going to relook at regulations and, you know, they're going to look at easing regulatory things. So that is one step that will be have to dig in. But again, it's not a budget issue. It's not a finance. It's not out of the Consolidated Fund of India or something like that. It can be done outside the budget. But the major issue that needs to be addressed is at the state level, whether it's environment regulation, labor regulation, or in the ease of doing business. A FICCI earlier document had listed out that there were 1,947 regulations that a manufacturing company had to comply with, whether it was small or large. Now, the ease of doing business phase one addressed that. The ease of doing business phase two, which will be currently underway, will address them further. But a lot of them have to be done at the state level. And I think the states should now help the center and the MSMEs to grow.
Thank you so much for this very informative discussion, Mr. Chinoy.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on announcements in the budget for the MSME sector. The participants were Dilip Chinoy, economic analyst, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.